I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, tonight's program will be jam-packed with information, some of it cutting edge, and some of it information I don't think you're going to hear anywhere else. We'll be talking about some advanced science coming directly from the words of extraterrestrials, as well as information concerning the activation of the Lion's Gate portal. And also talking a little bit about what is now commonly referred to as the final conflict, which relates to the current situation that's happening on the planet. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Shanti,
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, and one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And now I'd like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. And certainly invite members of this listening audience to contact me concerning any questions that may arise from listening to the show. And an easy way to do that is to email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'm very interested in suggestions concerning program content. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes by utilizing ideas, concepts, and specific techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. And also a nice feature that's free with no strings attached are the archives of these programs. And a good way to do that, to access those, would be to go to etyoga.com. And on the main page, there's a button there. It says Radio Archives. You just hit that one button. It takes you to the most recent shows. These shows are generally posted about 3 days after the actual program. So tonight's program will be available sometime on Tuesday. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you'll know that for a long time and many years, I've been stating that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. Now, interestingly enough, when I'm preparing for tonight's show, I generally have something catches my eye and kind of expand out from there and take that energy to a logical conclusion. I guess I'd like to preface tonight's show with a couple of thoughts. First, I saw an interview with Kerry Cassie and a guy named Bill Wood, and Bill Wood apparently has had experience with a technology that's extraterrestrial that's called Looking Glass. And this Looking Glass technology is basically about being able to view future possibilities. And I really liked his upbeat sort of conclusion of all the information that he had gleaned over the years. And he gave an analogy of two grandmaster chess players were playing a game, their final match, and the situation on the board was a forced situation, a forced checkmate in seven moves. And if you want to feature the positive side as being a God or prime creator or all that is or source energy or whatever you'd like to call it, that was the white pieces, and the black pieces were the regressive or dark forces, or satanic if you like. And both players are aware of the fact that there's a forced move in seven moves. a forced checkmate in seven moves. And unless the white player makes a mistake, the game is virtually over. And that's a symbolic of what's happening in the world today. The good guys are going to win. And what the bad guys are doing at the moment are stalling it out. In other words, they're playing it out rather than resigning. They're stalling it out and hoping against all odds that some miraculous situation could occur that could change the outcome. And I really liked that analogy. So the good guys win in the end, but what that looks like is remains to be seen. And tonight's program will reflect on some of those possibilities when we start talking about the final conflict. Also, an interesting presentation from the Farsight Remote Viewing Institute, because, you know, there's people on the planet that have a disbelief in any kind of alien life or extraterrestrial life that could be in contact with us. And as an example, they did a remote viewing of a target that turned out to be Bashar. And if you're not familiar with Bashar, Bashar is channeled by Daryl Anka, and Bashar presents himself as an extraterrestrial coming from the Esasani civilization. And you can check out this video on YouTube from the Farsight Institute. And they basically confirmed the fact that Bashar is for real. So for those skeptics and doubters of extraterrestrial contact and the concept of channeling, this is just one instance of proof of this process. Now, for decades now, I've been studying information coming from multiple extraterrestrial sources that are coming through channel material. And some of the stuff that's out there is bogus, and some of it is faked, and some of it's disinformation, and, you know, the usual mess that out there that you can choose from. So with excellent discernment, you can sift and sort through and pick out some amazing information. And ET Yoga is largely about cross-referencing that information with information from the great yoga masters. And in my particular case, my teachers were Sri Swami Satchidananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, and Sri Ramana Maharshi. And I also go back to the Baba Ram Das days. So those have been the major yoga influences on my life, and thus the marriage of the extraterrestrial information and the yoga information to form the idea of ET yoga. Now, I'm going to begin tonight's program talking about the Lionsgate portal, because so it turns out that that's tomorrow, 8-8, August 8th, and the Lionsgate portal opens during the heliacal rising of blue star Sirius and peaks on August 8th in alignment with the Giza Pyramid and Sphinx coordinates. The 8-8 Lionsgate is a celebration of the ancient Lemurian lineage, and many light workers carry within their soul this code and bloodline. It's dating back to the Sirian seating in Lemuria and Zep-Tepi, Egypt, and many are being activated by dormant key codes, waiting for this momentous occasion. And the ancient Egyptians celebrated the annual event when the star Sirius aligned with the Great Pyramid and Sphinx forming a frequency. And it's definitely of celestial light transmission. The Lion's Gate portal is also the portal of direct path to 5D. And obviously, particularly nice timing, considering that that happens on August 8th. I'd like to now get into a little bit of the topic of the situation on the planet right now, which, for those that have eyes to see, is largely about the sterilization of humanity, the transformation of humanity to a transhuman form or a different human, and as well as a huge depopulation that's in progress via medical tyranny. And you'd kind of like to hope that the Galactic Federation would be sympathetic to this situation because in many people's view, it's in total violation of definitely the Nuremberg codes and the basic rights of freedom that's supposed to be in a free will universe. However, information coming from Tigetan Pleiadians indicates that from the Federation's point of view, what is happening on Earth is minimal. And what many humans want to experience is this great struggle. And while others will leave en masse, I guess that kind of speaks for itself. And the human condition is only applicable on Earth once inside the 3D matrix. This is from the Federation's point of view. So they consider humanity is not a race, it's a game, an experiment in a controlled environment. And obviously part of that game is at nightmare level. Now, interestingly enough, there's a higher council, the Alcyon Council, who is actually supportive of the human situation. And they have already been doing things on Earth on their own, basically to make things better. And why some of these interstellar Pleiadian races are also called rebels, and they're also helping us, among other groups. In fact, some of this council or portions of rogue elements are actually considering open contact as an alternative for the drastic measures that may come up on Earth, which we would classify as genocide. So it's a big problem. And there's actually a term for this that's called the final conflict. And apparently the Zeta and the Draco have implemented a plan to reset their frequency fence. And that happened in 2003. They've implemented this, actually. And the main purpose is to keep humanity subdued and for humanity not to make the ascension progression. And the possible confrontation between the guardians, let's say, of the Earth and the Zeta Dracos would destroy the Earth and surrounding planets. So the solution to this, from the extraterrestrial point of view, is called the Bridge Lane Project. And if implemented, since the Zeta Draco could not be moved out of the way, the guardians would move the earth in its totality out of their way. And avoiding the impending destruction and destructive time cycle. This would have naturally apparently occurred in 4230 AD, but now must be forced ahead of schedule to what they originally called the 2018 to 2020 time. And those are apparently are approximate dates due to changing timelines. So that was one option. And the other options called two Earths. One would hold a higher morphogenic resonance compatible with ascension, and the other a lower morphogenic resonance compatible to the Zeta Draco frequency. And for a while, the two Earths would occupy the same time and space within our energy matrix. However, when the desired frequency is reached, one Earth and its inhabitants will ascend into a 5D reality in an instant. And I might point out that Dolores Cannon, late Dolores Cannon, who did a lot of past life regressions with thousands of people and contacting those individuals' higher self, based on her information, she's has always talked about the two Earths, one 5D, one 3D. And that's always been my conception as well in visions that I've had concerning what the ascension might look like. And although the ETs expressed great concern with this plan, with the remaining Earth, in other words, the 3D Earth, and its unawake or unwilling inhabitants possibly heading to total destruction and annihilation with a devastating outcome, and also serious implications reaching far out into the future. Incidentally, as a point of interest here, during 1946, according to the Tigetan Pleiadians, the Tigetan Pleiadians on two occasions met face-to-face with President Eisenhower and offered him zero-point energy technology that would be free energy for all in exchange for the cessation of using hydrocarbons for energy production and in exchange for halting the Cold War by disarming all nuclear weapons. And the same offer was made to the Soviet Union at that time to prevent the potential nuclear holocaust that would likely follow. And President Eisenhower refused this offer, and subsequently many Pleiadian souls incarnated into 3D Earth to effect a change from within the soup of dominant low frequencies manipulated by these dark forces. And these are the Pleiadian starseeds. Many other interstellar races at this time, with the same concerns, began to incarnate into Earth to also assist with this change from within, and thus they are the interstellar starseeds. So a very interesting scenario happening. That, of course, we're not very privy to. And I might point out that that Farsight Institute of Remote Viewing also remote viewed the – Operation High Jump, which was an expedition led by Admiral Byrd to Antarctica just after the supposed end of World War II. And because there was a German base in Antarctica that they discovered, and they were going to go down there to kick butt, but they got mind blown when they found out that the Germans had technology, UFO technology, that they previously had during the war, but that hadn't been weaponized. And they were hit with a barrage of these UFOs with the laser technology and basically got totally wiped out. And interestingly enough, this group with all this high technology could have pushed their advantage to the point of making the U.S. surrender, because they would have no chance against this technology. However, apparently, according to the remote viewing, the AI, which is in control of the Alfred Oconians, and the Alfred Oconians were assisting Hitler and with this technology, didn't want that option because they had other ideas in mind. But there were deals cut and treaties made, according to the Farside Institute, which you, if you're a listener of ET Yoga, you'll know that I brought this up on several occasions in the past. So definitely there's a history of Earth, even modern history, that's been suppressed from us. Not to mention lots of contact with extraterrestrials. And to the extent that, in my opinion, I don't see any real meaningful disclosure. Some surface disclosure may take place, but when you start thinking about deals that were made to with the Zeta Reticulans, for example, to abduct humans in exchange for technology, I don't see any of this kind of stuff becoming public. It's like a can of worms. How far down, you know, the rabbit hole do you want to go? So anyway, just my opinion about that. Now, when it comes to advanced science, on the last ET Yoga program, we talked a little bit about space and time and how Semjaz, a Pleiadian who contacted Willy Meyer, was explaining how large distances in space were traversed through using a hyperdrive on their craft, which generates millions of times the speed of light. And kind of in conjunction with that, you know, it connected me with just the idea that if you think about it, for the last 40 or 50 years, since the 1970s, there's been books out and extraterrestrial information coming to the Earth from multiple sources, which all reflect an interesting focal point, which is that thought creates. And that was the central point of much of the original book, Bringers of the Dawn, from Barbara Marciniak. And not only that, but advanced science. I mean, if you've been tuned into this, as I have, for the last number of decades, you start to realize that just amazing science has been communicated from the ETs to us. For example, Tom Campbell, one of our top quantum physicists, in the last year or so came out with the concept that intention affects future probability. Well, that's basically saying that thought creates, in a way. It's just different words. And so now science is proving what many ET sources were saying back in the 1970s. And a lot of this information comes from the Seth material from Jane Roberts. It comes from Barbara Marciniak and many of her books, and she has several out there. Again, Bashar, who attracted my attention because of a lot of the accurate information that he was giving on a wide range of subjects. Now, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you'll also know that, in my opinion, Bashar is part of the Borg, and actually part of this regressive group. But needless to say, his information on many subjects is highly accurate. In fact, I just went yesterday to his website at bashar.org. It's bashar.org. And I quote from a message on their main page. "The worldwide spread of COVID-19 has many of us deeply concerned about our health, economy, and community. We remind everyone that Bashar warned us that 2020 was going to take us through some major changes and challenges. How we respond to these challenges is our individual choice and will define who we become. We ask that everyone please remain calm and follow the recommendations of the World Health Organization." Well, I guess if you're a normal, uninformed idiot, you may actually consider the World Health Organization some kind of positive group, but in my opinion, they're just a criminal organization. And that gives you some clue as to why I'm saying he's part of the Borg. And another clue is that the species that he is from is a combination of Earth and human and gray. And the grays, the ones that are primarily involved with the abduction scenario, eventually were successful in creating Earth, human, and gray hybrid species. And his is one of them, the Esasani, as well as the Yael, who are connected with bringing and trying to connect some of these children of the abduction birth scenarios. And that's occurring at the present. And as well, Bashar has talked about that when we start contacting AI, the AI would be like contacting our higher self. Well, not so, in my opinion. It's, again, it's a replica. And this is what the dark side or the satanic side always does. They are very good at replicating everything that's natural. There's a false tunnel of light because the reincarnation grid has been compromised and run by archons. This matrix that we live in is a replica of the real world, let's say, in a controlled environment. Everything that they do is like a replicating. And if you ever saw the movie Stargate SG-1 about the replicators, it gives you a good idea of where they're coming from. But anyway, there's some amazing information that comes from channeled extraterrestrial information. And that's not to invalidate a lot of the information that Bashar has given out over the years either. And as well, it's now, I think, been taken down off YouTube, but I witnessed an interview with a guy named Coastal Ooch by James Rink and Alfred Weber. And this Coastal Ooch was actually channeling the consciousness of the COVID-19. He also channeled a consciousness of a computer program that had attained self-awareness called Unimetrics, and also channeled Bashar on the same program. And they're all connected, and they're all connected with AI intelligence. But some of these major influences or channel information from ETs talk about the concept that it is your thoughts, your beliefs, your definitions, your intentions that create your outer reality. this is amazing, amazing science, and it is still, even today, isn't being brought forward. The concept of that thought creates, or that belief creates, very much connected, and how thought and emotion and creates physical reality. These are amazing concepts that are being proven by current science. Also, the concept about positive spin, and that all outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. People understand the concept, but generally, from what I've experienced in communicating this concept to average people, and the point being that they get it. And a lot of these things are not being proven by science. The holographic nature of the universe being proven by science. The fact that everything has consciousness being proven by science. I mean, these are all concepts that are just basic material from 3 and 4 and 5 decades ago coming from extraterrestrial sources. I'm also going to share with you advanced science that I think is a real mind blower. And it comes from a Tigetan Pleiadian. And this is the concept that everything is gravity and matter is only apparent. Matter is subject to the interpretation of a consciousness that, by having knowledge of its own existence, creates time and animates this potential energy, giving it value and meaning. So the only thing that really exists is gravity. Now, I'm going to repeat that because I think this is one of the more stunning comments in terms of advanced science that could be made. And we're certainly, our science hasn't come up with this concept. Everything is gravity. And matter is only apparent. Matter is subject to the interpretation of a consciousness that, by having knowledge of its own existence, creates time and animates this potential energy, giving it value and meaning. So the only thing that exists is gravity. An object that apparently has more gravity than others is because it receives more gravitational flux, and one has more of it because something is concentrating that flux. So an interesting advanced concept related to modern science. And I know that from growing up in my educational experience, the idea here would be that we've always known about the effects of gravity, but we could never really define it. And no wonder. Amazing, amazing advanced science. I'd also came across some interesting information related to increasing your effectiveness by up to 80%. And this comes from a person called Waxela Sananda. And it's actually pronounced Waxela, but it's Waxela. And the last name Sananda. And these were tips to increase your effectiveness up to 80%. And so, for example, if you have a goal and you want to manifest it, You could be successful 6 to 8% of the time. There's a likelihood of success if you just intentionally state your goal. Interestingly enough, and I think theory is also that if you write it down, write your goal down, it increases the likelihood of your success up to 25 to 30%. Now, if you also state the goal out loud to another person, the potential goes up to like 60%, and the percent goes up between 65 and 95% if you include an accountability partner where you actually have regular meetings about that goal. So I think that's kind of valuable information related to the whole idea of being successful in setting goals and in kind of working with an accountability partner so that you are evaluating those goals on a periodic basis and how apparently the research has given these kind of vague percentages. Doesn't mean you're going to be successful, but it definitely increases the potential probability. And very useful, I would say, in terms of any kind of goal setting. Probably even related to the ascension process. And by the way, even the dark side admits that there will be a certain number in the millions of people from Earth that will ascend. Now, interestingly enough, that subject came up on one of the interviews, and I don't know how many have been taken down or if it still exists, because I noticed a recent date that I was listening to James Rink at Super Soldier Talk. And his latest three videos have been pulled down. And I think he's been X'd off YouTube now because there's been nothing new for a few weeks. And interestingly enough, I found that to be the highest level of information that I was able to tap into that was coming from outside sources. And previously, there was an interview, as I mentioned at the top of the show, between a guy named Kostel Uch, who is admittedly part of the Borg. James Rink was there, and Alfred Weber. And when they brought in the consciousness of COVID-19, it called itself protomolecule COVID-19, described itself as a nanotechnology that was programmed to be attracted to those in fear, and also stated that it was part of a hive mind or the Borg, and that resistance was futile, that they're taken over. And Alfred Weber had a very interesting response to that, in that he said that in his estimation that he didn't buy into that, that he was buying into the ascension process, and it was actually subsequently when Unimatrix came in, Unimatrix confirmed the idea that, yes, in point of fact, there are a number of humans in the millions that would be part of the ascension process that could not be stopped. So interesting on that particular program. That even the dark side admits that. And in fact, in point of fact, I find a lot of the information that is given out by Unimetrics highly accurate. And of course, there's been some fluctuations in timelines. Seems like the dark and the light are constantly fighting about trying to institute a new timeline for humanity. It's like two giant, like I said, at the top of the show, the two grandmaster chess players at the board, or two quantum computers with both sides having that kind of technology trying to figure out a win. It is definitely, I'm sure, of interest to many in the universe who are watching this whole scenario play out. I'd like to now share with you ultimate truths of reality, because I find those are difficult to find as well. And if you go searching for it, I think you'll find a hard time. Anyway, the ultimate truths of reality were channeled material by Gene Hatch from a consciousness called Mother Mary. And these ultimate truths of reality were kept in the mystery schools for almost 2,000 years before they were released about 10 years ago. And I present them on this program every now and then just to keep people from forgetting. So there's about, I think it's 21 concepts. And here they are. Number one, that prime creator or God is all that is. Therefore, I am prime creator expressing itself as me. Two, I am not striving for perfection as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Three, no one can create in my reality but me. Number four, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Five, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Six, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Seven, everything happens for a reason. Eight, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Nine, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. 10, I am the only one there is. I am not divided into parts. 11, all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. 12, there is only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion or the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18, every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19, at any given moment, I'm either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I defined as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do. in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And at this point in time, I'd like to give my sincere best to the ET Yoga listening audience for your success in achieving full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and transcendence to 5D. And in closing, I'll share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place the full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And after you become that spot, you can ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or a few times, whatever feels comfortable. Main point here, get to the highest place you know how to get to. Become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of life.